we spoke about how acid was used in the 60s. What about entheogens, like ayahuasca and DMT?
Whole new, well, for us, new generations that they've been around for much longer than LSD and things, because these are the organics which indigenous peoples have used. I personally don't like the term entheogens. Entheogen, for the last 20 years or so, has been put forward as the alternative word to sort of psychedelics, because psychedelics had that sort of hallucinogenic, mind-expanding 60s sort of feel, I say, and so people wanted a new term. So entheogen literally means, you know, taking you into, bringing in the experience of God. Theo is God, so gen is to produce, so it's producing God, taking you into God. That was the root. That, so really saying, these are things which have a spiritual value. I think that was the reason people started choosing a name. I actually don't think they do that. They can be incredible value psychologically in terms of one's own inner exploration of oneself. And I think that there's a lot of value there for people in terms of what they can discover about themselves, stuff that isn't coming through into consciousness, powerful insights, which I know have really affected many people's lives. And we can label that as God because it has that spiritual thing. But for me, the divine is something else, which they may very occasionally touch into. But I don't think, you know, taking ayahuasca or something and you have this deep, you know, maybe this really deep empathetic connection with nature, with other beings, or with, you know, deep insights into your own being. That's all valid. So the question is, what is God? I mean, that's really the question that comes up. What is God? For me, God comes back to what we were talking about yesterday, that awareness, consciousness, that is what is the universal essence of everything, is being aware. And when we drop into that, the qualities that we feel are usually that sort of sense of ease, that relief, sense of knowing it was there the whole time and how could we keep ourselves apart from it, a sense of love, compassion, truth, that like this is so obviously true. Those are all qualities we ascribe to God. You know, God is love. God is truth. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, the forgiveness of God. And what I think has happened in our culture, in the European, now European American, but Western culture, is when in the past people have dropped into those states, the mystics, they inevitably translated that in terms of a monotheistic worldview. And so that seems to be a connection with God. It's like you feel you've been blessed by God, you've contacted God, there's been some relationship with some external being has been opened up, developed, whatever. But if you were living in a Buddhist culture and you had the same experience, you wouldn't talk about it in terms of connection with God, because that doesn't, well, in the original Buddhist cultures, but as it's been absorbed into other cultures, some would, but the point is, you then translate that experience probably as connection with your own Buddha nature, which Buddha just means awake. So it's a connection with your own awakened nature. So you wouldn't talk about it in deistic, theistic terms. So the idea of connecting with God in that sense as some being, I think, is a very Western way of understanding spiritual experience within that monotheistic cultural background. The pure sense of connecting with God then for me is just that dropping back into your own essence, into that purity, that ease, that connection with your own being, which is coming back to just noticing the awareness, noticing being aware. That's the root of it. And that is the awareness that is always there beyond any experience, that awareness that's always there, which we don't notice because we notice the experience. We're caught up in the experience, the thinking, what's going on. We never notice the awareness that's always there. Without it, we wouldn't be having an experience. And so that's part of the human condition, is we're sucked into the experience we're being aware of. And I think that is pretty true in almost all of those, what we want to call them, psychedelic and theogenic experiences. There is a fascinating new experience to be having. Maybe some deep, profound insights into the nature of the cosmos, into yourself, whatever it is, connection with nature. Numerous sorts of experiences which are, yes, they're spiritual, and there's a truth to them, but for me, there's still content to them. And it's not... Occasionally it can happen that you drop back into just the pure awareness. That can be there. They can open up to that, that the mind just drops out completely, you just stop, the ego dissolves, and there's just that pure awareness. But that can happen, but that's not actually what most people are going for. They're looking for the insights, the powerful experiences, whatever it is, which is just another content of experience. That's why, I say I think the word entheogen is actually misleading. It's because it's again focusing as like if you have this experience, you're connecting with the divine. Whereas really connecting with the divine is noticing the awareness that is always there beyond experience.